Bishurchem, today's daf is daf tet. We have a very, very interesting daf today. Not such a long daf, but very interesting. We're going over some essence, some discussions about ma'aser. Today's daf should be for the Fu'a Shalom, all the Chalim, Fu'a Shalom, and Sarah, David, and Rechayah, Fabad, and Rabbi, Kabad, Yochabir, and Fabad, and Esther, Shalom, and Esther, Fahim, and Ayam, Moshe, and Chana, Fabad, Miriam, Yehudam, and Yafa, Sarah, and Chayah, Chana, Sarah, and Simcha, Rachel, and Chana, David, and Esther, Simcha, and Malka, and Avdil, and Nishmad, and Yeshua, and Aaron, Aaron, and Yitzchak, and Binyamin, and Yitzchak. Okay, we're holding about 10 lines on the bottom on Ched Amud Bet. Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak. The first word on the line is Artzecha. Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak. Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak. Ein habracha metzuya ela bedvar hasamui min ha'ayin. The blessing is only found on something that is hidden from the eye. The Gemara will explain what that means. Shneimar yitzav Adonai otecha deberacha vasamecha. What's ba'asamecha? So you use that word to mean samui, like something that's hidden from the eye. Tana David Rabbi Yishmael, Ein habracha metzuya ela bedvar she'ein ha'ayin sholetet bo. The bracha is only found on something that the eye does not have control over, does not see. Shneimar yitzav Adonai otecha deberacha be'asamecha. Use the same pasuk be'asamecha. Tana Rabbanan, had nichnas limod et gorno. If somebody wants to go and measure, let's say for example, their field, their threshing hold, their thresh floor, threshing hold, whatever it's called, that has all their produce. Omer, he should say, Yi ratzon midefnei Hashem Elokeinu, shetishlach baracha v'maase yadeinu. Hashem should bless, he should give bracha in our hands. Hitchil lamod, if he started measuring already, Omer baruch hasholech bracha bekeri hazeh. Once he starts measuring already, he should change the phrase of his blessing and say, blessed is the one who gives bracha in this keri, in this pile. Madad v'achar kach birech harei zot tfilat shav. But if you already measured and only thereafter you make the bracha, that is considered a prayer in vain. Right? Because you don't make the bracha, the prayers after you fulfill the mitzvah, after you fulfill something. You make the brachot always before. The fish ain't a bracha mitzuya, lo bedavar hashakul, lo bedavar hamadud, lo bedavar hammanui. Right? Blessing is only found on something, not something that is weighed, that you know the weight of it already, not something that is measured, not something that is counted. Rather, it's something that is hidden from the eye. I think this is where people get the, not to count the money from. Right? Until you count your money, there's bracha on the money. But once you start counting all the money, you know how much money you have, then I don't know. It's some people say. Yeah. I don't know if it has a lot of truth to it, but I guess it's from this Gemara. That's what it sounds like. 10 minutes. Okay, we're going to hold the 10 minutes. then it says, okay, so that's where the bracha is set out to. Then it says, kibbutz gayasot tzedaka parnes siman. So there's a mnemonic over here that the Gemara is trying to bring. The Gemara will go through each and every one. So first it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol yom hageshamim ke yom kibbutz gadiyot, that the day of rain is as great as the kibbutz gadiyot, is when all of the exiles are gathered together, all of the Jewish people from all the four corners of the world are gathered together. Shneimar, shuva adonai shiviteinu kafikim banegev ve'en afikim el matar, that Hashem will return us all back together, and afikim, that word afikim, is referring to rain. Shneimar's basuk says, Ve'yiru afikei yam, they saw afikei yam. Afikei yam sounds like it's talking about the rain water, the rain of the water. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol yom hageshamim sha'afilu gayasot poskot bo, that the day of rain is so great that even the men of war they stop, meaning they don't continue. Shneimar, telamea rave, I think that's how the pasuk goes. Telamea rave nachat gedudea, that it says. That whenever the land is filled with rain, it's very saturated, then nachat gedudea, all of the gedudim are in nachat, and you don't have the people going out to war, and you don't have the soldiers going out. Rain only stops because people who stop giving charity.
The word afikei is what?
Where did we have afikei?
Afikei yam, afikei mayim.
So they translate it as rain. Vein afikim ela matar. That's how the Gemara translated it as. Okay, so the Gemara says the rain only stops ela bishvil poskei tzedaka berabim, because the people who stop giving charity in public, people who give charity in public for their special name to get out there, for those type of people, the rain stops. Meaning the point of charity is not to give charity so your name becomes greater. That's not the point of charity. Vein not nin. That's a continuation. El bishvil posket tzedakah barabim ve'in notnin. Oh, people who say, I'm going to give tzedakah in public, so they get their name higher up, and then they don't actually end up giving. That's someone who will cause the rain to stop. Shenimar, nesi'im ve'ruach ve'geshem ein ayin, ish mithalel b'matat b'mitat sheker. He says that b'matat sheker. He says that a person, you have you have clouds, let's say, and then there's no rain. Why? And then what happens? It says because ish mithalel b'matat sheker, that a person is praising himself in the gift, in a false gift that he promised to give tzedakah to the community, but he didn't end up giving. You know, there's millions of dollars every year that the community is looking for people to come and pay their bills, and they're just delaying. You have to pay the bills.
That's personal, but the effect is national.
Why personal? You promised in public, you're trying to raise your name up, so because of you trying to do something for your kavod, and you don't end up even giving the charity,
but then it affects the class, which affects the public.
It affects everyone else. You ruin it for everyone else. You have the ability to ruin it for everyone else.
When a person comes and says, I give a very large amount based on that many other people give, even if you don't give, you still can do more.
Good question. The Gemara didn't discuss that. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dichtiv. Now the Pasuk says, what does this mean? Aser ta'aser. The Pasuk says that you shall surely give your ma'aser on your produce. So the Gemara says, aser bishvil shetit asher. That you should give ma'aser in order so that you become wealthy. The Tosfot actually brings a very interesting story over here from the Midrash. Let's see this Tosfot. The Tosfot, I remember, brings a beautiful story. Okay. So there was a man, I think I remember correctly, there was a man who used to give his ma'aser every year. He was very makbid to make sure he gives his ma'aser every year. So let's say he would make $1,000 every year, he would give $1,000 a month, he would give $100. He would be very strict. He had a field, let's say, with 1,000 portions of produce that would come out, he would give 100 every year. He was passing away, he wanted to give it to his child, to his son, so he told his son, every year I set aside the 10%, we usually have 1,000, I set aside 100 to give to the poor, to the charity. Okay, make sure you do this. So he tells his son to do this, so the son does it the first year after the father dies, the son does it, second year comes along, the son says, look, we only have 1,000, give away 100, you lose out on 10%, he says, I'm not going to do it. He doesn't do it, the Tosfot says, and the following year after that, instead of it being 1,000, the man only had 100 of portions come into his field of produce. The reverse happened. Meaning usually he was making 1,000, he gave away 100, he's left with 900 and he gave 100 away. This year, he didn't give, so next year what happened was he was only left with 100. And so Tosfot explains that not only someone who does ma'aser becomes wealthy, but a person who does not do ma'aser with their produce can become poor because of it.
I think the family came through him at a party, said, now you're a Kohen. He says, meaning what? He says, now you're giving 10% to Hashem.
Exactly.
Now Hashem is giving you 10%.
Exactly.
As a result of your Kohen.
Exactly. He says, now you're a Kohen. The Tosfot actually brings that down. He says, look, you're a Kohen now. Why? Because at first you were treating Hashem like the Kohen. You were giving Hashem the 10% for him to distribute or for him to keep for himself. Now you didn't give your ma'aser, so Hashem takes the whole portion back for himself. And he gives you, you're a Kohen, you're 10%. It's a beautiful midrash in the Tosfot. Okay. Ashkeche Rabbi Yochanan Liinuka. Rabbi Yochanan Liinuka the Rish Lakish. This is a beautiful story. So Rabbi Yochanan saw the child of Rish Lakish. We know that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were brother-in-laws. Right? What was the story over there? The story was, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was the most beautiful, most handsome man. He was beautiful. So one time Rish Lakish, the Gemara elsewhere explains, that he saw Rabbi Yochanan in the water swimming. Rish Lakish wasn't religious at first. And he saw him swimming, he said, wow, he thought it was a woman. What a beautiful woman. He dove in, he flew across the waters to try to, Mike Phelps flying from water to water just trying to catch up to him. He gets up all the way, he turns around, he sees Rabbi Yochanan. He sees the man. He gets startled. So, he says, he got so embarrassed, he didn't know he's like a woman, isn't that? And slowly, Rabbi Yochanan was trying to machzir him b'tshuva, trying to bring him back. And he said to him, he says, if you come back, come to the Beit Midrash, I'll give you my sister. My sister is even more beautiful than me. Right? So he started coming, this and that. He started doing teshuvah with him. And he eventually repented and he gave him his sister to marry. And Reish Lakish, he repented. He became a huge Talmid Chacham and he was the Rabbi Yochanan's Chavruta. That's how the story goes out. There's a beautiful video, actually. I can try to find it afterwards that it goes through the story very nicely. But what's the idea? At the end of this relationship, there was one time that Rabbi Yochanan got very upset at Reish Lakish without to get too much into it, and he put his eyes at him and he killed him. He lasered him with his eyes. This is what the Gemara says elsewhere. So he says, he killed him with his eyes. At Reish Lakish. He got upset with Reish Lakish one time, so he killed him. Okay? Right, so over here now, you have, that's Rabbi Yochanan's sister is married to Reish Lakish. Her own husband just got killed by her brother. And now, her son now is going to meet their uncle, Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, Amar Lei, Ema li psukecha. So he says to his nephew, give me a pasuk, tell me a pasuk you're learning. Amar Lei, aser ta aser. The pasuk says, you shall surely give ma'aser. Amar Lei, umay aser ta aser. What does it mean? Why is it double language? Asher, asher, asher. Amar Lei said back to him, asher b'shvil shetit asher. You should give maaser in order so that you become wealthy. Amar Lei, minalach, where do you have this idea from? Amar Lei, zil nasei. He says, go and try it. Go and try it, it'll work. So he says, Amar Lei, umishare lenasuye l'akadosh baruch hu. Are you allowed to test Hashem? He's saying, go test it. I can test Hashem and say, look, if I give my maaser, then I become wealthy. V'aketiv lo tenasu et adonai. It says, meforash, you're not allowed to test Hashem. Amar Lei, hachei amar Rabbi Yoshaya. He said back to him, this is what Rabbi Yoshaya said. Chutz mizo, says, except for this mitzvah, you're allowed to test Hashem with maaser.
It says explicitly, b'chanun bazot.
Oh, very good. So that's what the Gemara says. Shneimar, haviyo et kol ha-maasar el beit ha-otzar, v'yiteret v'beiti, v'chanvani gam et na bezot, amar Adonai Tzevaot, im lo yiftach lachem et arabot ha-shamayim, v'arikot lachem berachat belidai. So the Gemara says that clearly, with this mitzvah, you are allowed to test Hashem. It says, in the Pasuk it says, meforash, v'chanuni na bezot. That you can test Hashem with this specifically.
It's like they dare you.
Right. So he says, this one is different than all other ones. So the Gemara explains, what's ad belidai? It gives you bracha until there's no more. My ad belidai? Ad amar Rabbi Chama amar Rav, ad sheivlu siftotechem in lomar dai. To the extent where your lips will become so worn out from just saying, die. Like it's enough bracha, it's enough money, Hashem. To that extent, that's how much bracha will come when you test Hashem with maaser. Okay, I'm going to stop there and open up for questions, if anybody has any questions. It's referring to specifically about produce. The mitzvah from the Torah is maaser on produce. Nowadays we have the minhag to give maaser ksafim as well, maaser for money. But the mitzvah from the Torah was not on money.
It was all kind of produce or specific kind of produce?
It was specific types of produce.
No,
it wasn't necessarily just Shivat HaMinim, but it wasn't like all types of fruits and all types of vegetables. There's many Mishnayot, there's a whole Masechet Ma'asrot. If you want to go through all of the Masechet to understand what has Chiyuv, what does not have Chiyuv, everything's different. It depends on what it is, what it's not.
But if everything was storable from what I remember from, right?
What's his son's name? Pretty
well there. So, yeah, he doesn't tell it. He just says he was the child of Reish Lakish. He doesn't say what his son's name was exactly.
He's not brought in the Gemara anymore.
No, it was just a story the Gemara was trying to...
But this, you know,
I mean, he's going to have another story with him right now, but it doesn't mention his name.
On the same token, he was crying that how good God has learned with now, and they brought him other rabbis.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan was upset now, he didn't have a chavruta. But it was just a story, introduction to understand who this was.
It says, Sefer Chinuch says, the reason that Hashem comes and pays you for giving maaser is because it's as if you're lending Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and give you a sechah,
nice.
So you have to get there.
Very nice, it's beautiful.
But also, I don't know if it's only financial. From saying die, I don't know if it's only financial, maybe other brachot also.
It could be. The pasuk, it doesn't necessarily only mention financial things. It just says, there's a song that they made out of this pasuk. Arikoti lachem bracha, ad belidai, ad belidai, ad belidai. It's a beautiful song. I love the song. It's very enthusiastic. Okay, any other questions?
No, let's continue.
Okay, let's continue the story. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Amar Lei, I havat mate hatam lehai pesuka lo havit zerich nalach. If I would have arrived, Rabbi Yochanan says to this pasuk already, I wouldn't need you, my nephew. Ula Hoshaya Rabbechan, I wouldn't need your Rebbe Hoshaya that you quoted. Vetu, and also Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan leinuka. There's another story. Rabbi Yochanan found Reish Lakish's son, Reish Lakish, the Yativ veAmar. He was sitting and bless you. He was sitting and reading the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Ivelet Adam tesalef darko, val Adonai is af libo." Right. So, what is the explanation of this pasuk? So the I think the way they explain this pasuk, God bless you. The way they explain this pasuk is that the sins of a man, they will end up ruining his path. They will hurt him in his path. And al Hashem izaf libo, he will start asking, why is Hashem bringing this punishment on me? Meaning he doesn't pay attention that it's because of his own sins that Hashem is punishing him. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Yativ Rabbi Yochanan vekam mitma. Rabbi Yochanan sat there and started. He was shocked. He started wondering. Amar mi ika midi tektivi bektuve v'delo ramize beoraita. Is there something that's written in the in the ketuvim in the Tanakh, but it's not written in the Nach, but it's not written in the Torah. It's not hinted to in the oraita. So Amar le atuha milo ramizi. He says back to him, the nephew, he says, what, this idea that somebody can sin and then he puts the blame on Hashem, it's not, hinted to in the Torah? It clearly is hinted to in the Torah. Vaketiv, the pasuk clearly states, this is in the Torah itself, over here it's talking about Yosef and the brothers. So he says, vayetze libam v'yachardu ish elechav lemor. Ma zot asa Elohim lanu. Right after they said, you know what, go home and bring Binyamin, get out of here, you're not staying here. They all got upset, and then whenever they brought back, and they brought Binyamin, and he kept Binyamin, and he did the whole story, and he held one of them as a hostage. He did this whole thing, and so they said, why is Hashem doing this to us? You know, they didn't look at their own actions and say, hey, we sold our brother, and this is happening to us because of that. No, they said, why is Hashem doing this to us? So you see, clearly, it's hinted to in the Torah as well. So he says, "Dal aine v'chazabe." So he lifted. Okay, so he had very long eyelashes, eyebrows, Rabbi Yochanan. So when he wanted to look at somebody, he had to lift the eyebrows with like a tweezer, I think the Gemara says. So he would lift his eyebrows with a tweezer to be able to look at his nephew. So he lifted his eyebrows to look at him.
Yeah, droopy eyelids.
Yeah. He says, "Atia ime afikte." His mother came, the sister came and grabbed him and took him away. She said, "I don't want you to look at him. The last time, because you looked at my husband. I know you did to my husband last time you looked at him. I don't want you looking at my son." Amra le, tami kame de lo li aved lach kedavad lavu. She told her, get out of here. She told her son, get out of here before he does to you what he did to your father. Okay, and that's how the story ends. Okay, Amar b'Yochanan. Matar b'shul yachid, parnasa b'shul rabim. Rain comes even for an individual who needs rain, whereas, the other way around. Rain comes even for an individual. Parnasa only comes when you have a group, you have a rabim, multiple people who need it. Matar b'shul yachid, how do we know? Dichtiv, yiftach anunay lechad otzaro atov, latet matar artzecha. You see, the pasuk is referencing to an individual. It's talking in singular. So it's saying, rain comes even for an individual. Parnasa b'shul rabim, whereas parnasa only comes for the public. Dichtiv, hineni mamtir lachem lechem. He says, I'm coming to bring for you lechem. But he's talking in the plural, sounding like for parnasa, there has to be many people who need it for Hashem to bring it.
The man.
Right, the man. So the Gemara says, Meitive, a contradiction. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Parnasim Tovim Amdu Leisrael. There were three people who were good Parnes, Allah Sibor. There were good people who gave for the Jewish people in Jewish people. Who were they? Elohen, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'gimel matanot tovot nitnu al yadam. And there were three gifts that were given by them. V'elohen, or for them, in their zechut. One of them is Be'er, the well, the anan, the cloud that would protect Jewish people, umman, and the man that they would satiate themselves with. The Gemara goes through the three. Be'er, bizchut Miriam. So the be'er, the well, was in the zechut of Miriam. Right. Amud anan, the pillar of the cloud, bizchut Aharon, that's in the zechut of Aharon. Man, bizchut Moshe, and the man came from zechut of Moshe. So the Gemara says, Meta Miriam, istaleka be'er. When Miriam died, the well went away and disappeared. Shneimar's pasuk says, V'tamot sham Miriam, uchti batre, right after it says she died, V'lo haya maim la'eda. And they did not have water, the congregation did not have water. Then it says, V'chazra bizchut shenehen. Then it said it returned back to them in the zechud of Moshe and Aharon. Then it says, Met Aharon yisalku anane kavod. When Aharon died, the clouds of glory disappeared. Shenemar v'yishma Kna'ani melech Arad, that the Canaanite king, the king of Arad, heard that Aharon died. Who is the Canaanite king? Do you remember we learned in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? He says over there, Hu Arad, Hu Sichon, Hu Kenaan. Or who, yeah, Melech Arad, you cannot, right? So he says over there, it's talking about Sichon Melech Amori. So that's what the Gemara says over there. So it's talking about Sichon Melech Amori. He heard, what did he hear? Ma Shemua Shema, what did he hear exactly? Shema Shemet Aaron, Venisakwan Ane Kavod. He heard that Aaron died and the clouds left, because Savur Nitnalo Reshut Leilachem Beisrael, he thought he was able to fight against the Jewish people. Vehainu Dechliv, and this is what the Pasuk says. They saw that Aaron had died. So don't read it as they saw, it appeared. Because Reish Lakish explains, that the word ki can be explained in four different ways. E, if, dilma, perhaps, ela, rather, and deha, because. So he says over here, I guess it's referring to because the Sichon Melech Amori, he noticed, he said, since Aaron died, he said, look, Aaron died, I can understand now, look, I can see that the clouds of glory are not protecting me anymore, and now is the time to attack. That's what the assumption he made for himself.
I think literally they said that they used to be blocked, and now the cloud is moved away, so now they were seen.
Right, they were in Galoy, that's Vayera'u, right, that's explanation of that one. Okay, any questions? That's how the Torah usually uses that word when we're talking about the Avot. I think with all the Avot, it speaks like that. Like, Va'aron, yeah. Okay?
They were miracles, but these were life-sustaining products. Mana, the well.
Yeah, but who was the Zechut that had it brought?
I mean, even if Moshe and Aaron and Miriam weren't there, Hashem had to provide these to the Jewish people for them to sustain.
Right, but it has to be someone's zechut.
Luxury necessarily for something.
Not saying luxury, but whose zechut was it? Meaning, it's someone's zechut that they have all these things. So it was Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the Gemara said.
I would have thought that this thing about the rain and wealth is the other way around. Because rain, everybody like have all these fasts coming up that people instituted if the rain didn't come. So the whole congregation is involved.
Right, but he's saying even if only one individual needs it, Hashem would be able to would bring it for that person. But when it comes to Parnassah, Hashem would only bring it if many people needed it.
But if one person needs it and everybody's wealthy, Hashem says, "Oh, you know what? You wait."
It's a good question. Yeah, that's what it sounds like for me. But the Gemara is trying to contradict this with the right now. It's in the middle of the contradiction.
Okay.
It says the Maharsha says if Hashem came in the zechut of Moshe Aaron, why did he take it away? Just to show you, it was the zechut of Miriam.
Okay. Very nice.
Yes.
Okay, then the Gemara continues. Ela deha chazru shenehem bishud Moshe. Both of those things returned in the zechud of Moshe. Met Moshe nistalku kulan. When Moshe died, everything disappeared. The man, the be'er, the water, and the clouds. Shneimar ve'achid et shloshet ha'ra'im beyerech echad. That he killed. All three shepherds died in one month. What does that mean? Did all three of them die in 1 month? We know they didn't all die in 1 month. Miriam meta b'Nisan. Miriam died in Nisan. Aaron be'av. Aaron died in Av. Moshe be'Adar. And Moshe died in the month of Adar, the 7th of Adar. Ela melamed shenitbatlu gimel matanot tovot shenatnu al yedan. Ministalku kulan b'yerech echad. Rather, that three gifts that were given by them were all nistalek, they disappeared in that 1 month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Alma, what do you see from all of this? Ashkachan parnasa bishvil yachid. What do you see from all of this? That Moshe Rabbeinu, he's an individual. But still from all this whole baraita, we see that for one individual, all of the parnasa will come back. Right? The man that was given in the zechud of Moshe was their livelihood. That's what they ate. So clearly what you see, even for one individual parnasa comes. This was your question. So the Gemara answers, Shane Moshe, kivan del rabim hu ba'e karabim dame. Since Moshe is needed for the public, he's considered like the public. So for him, it's not like an individual. But generally, for parnasa, it won't work just for an individual.
They call the leader parnas. Parnas is usually parnasa in a financial.
Right.
But they call a leader parnas of a tzibur.
Right, yeah, it's interesting. Why. Yeah. Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia mivastanya, Hava Shuchichi kamei deRava. They were all sitting in front of Rava, all three of these rabbis. Ki nach nafshei deRava, when Rava passed away, atu lekamei deRav Papa. They came in front of Rav Papa. Kol emat Hava amar lehu shmata. When he would say any type of teaching, v'lo Hava mistabra, and they wouldn't think it made sense. They wouldn't like fully get it. Like, no, this doesn't make sense. Lo mistabra lehu. Havu miramze ahadade. They would like hint to each other, like imagine I'm in the middle of shiur, and while I'm giving the shiur, you guys are like, this doesn't make sense. You're all looking at each other, like, You know? So he's saying that's what they would do. And Khalash Da'ate, he started getting weak because of it. So what happened? Rav Papa started getting weak. Akruya bechalmei. Then all of a sudden he had a dream that came and said to him, Achid et shloshet ra'im lemachar, et shloshet ra'im, that all three of them are going to die. This is what came in his dream. So what did he do? Lemachar ki avu miftere minei, when they were leaving his presence the next day, Amar lehu lizlu rabbanan bishlama. He told the rabbi, he said, you rabbi should go in peace, meaning you shouldn't have any issues. I don't want this dream to be upon you. He gave them a bracha, so it wouldn't happen to them. They embarrassed him, meaning like they made fun of him.
Forgave him.
And he forgave them. Okay. Rav Shimi bar Ashi, hava shechiach kemeid Rav Papa. He was sitting in front of Rav Papa. Hava makshe le tuva. He would ask him a lot of questions. Yom achad, chazeh de nafal al apei. One day, he saw that Rav Papa went down and fell on his face to do tachanun. Right? So he says, he said in his tefillot, he was overhearing him praying, and he heard him say that Hashem should save him from the embarrassment of Shimi. People kept asking him questions. So he says, Kabil alesh tikuta. He took upon himself no more questions. He said, I'm going to stay silent. He didn't ask him and make it difficult for him. Va'afresh Lakish Savar, so it continues, Va'afresh Lakish Savar, even Resh Lakish holds that Matar Bishvil Yachid, that rain can come even for an individual. Damar Resh Lakish, Minayin LaMatar Bishvil Yachid, how do we know rain comes even for an individual? Dichtiv, Shalom Adonai Matar, Ve'ed Malkosh, Adonai Oseh Chazizim, that Hashem, even for an individual, will make clouds, Umatar, Geshem, Iten Lahem, Le'ish, Esev Basadeh, that even one man who's field, for his one field. So he says, Yachol Lakol, is it possible that Hashem only does this for everyone, if everyone needs it? Where's Tamul Omar? Laish, even if an individual needs it. Betanya, Ilaish, if it's one individual, Yachol Lakol Sedotav, is it possible that he'll do it for all of his fields? Tamul Omar Sadeh, even for one of his fields. Isadeh, if it's talking about one field, Yachol Lakol Hasadeh, is it possible the whole field? Only if the whole field needs it, will Hashem bring it down? Tamul Omar Esev, even if only one part of the field, even if only the grass or this part of the field needs it. Ki hadarav Daniel bar Katina hava le ahi ginta. This rabbi had this garden. Kol yama hava azil v'sir la. Every day we go out and examine it. Amar ha mishra ba'aya maya v'ha mishra lo ba'aya maya. He said, this road needs water and this road does not need water. V'ata mitra v'kamashke kol hechadar kamibay le. And the water would come wherever he needed it. It would only come in that row that he needed it. You don't know, you see that was the face they made. You said that was the face they made. You're like, it's like,
come on.
That's exactly
so
the face
they
made.
Why does he need to go examine? Hashem knows what needs. What does he need? He need to go and examine it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good. What you should pray for? Okay. The Gemara says, "My Adonai, my." Nachon. My Adonai Oset Chazizim.
One of the few times the name of Daniel as a rabbi is.
Yeah, my Hebrew name is Daniel also. So he said, Maya Adonai Oset Chazizim. What is Hashem making this Chazizim? Amar Yossi Barbi Chanina, Melamed Shakot Sadiq Vetzadiq, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lo Chaziz Bifnei Atzmo. That Hashem makes each and every person, each and every righteous person, its own Chaziz. What's a Chaziz? My Chazizim. Amar Yehuda Porchot. There are these clouds, I guess, that continue flying. They continue going in the air. Every person who's a tzaddik has one of these clouds. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Siman Lamatar Porchot. A sign for rain is flying.
But it's moving. It's not just the cloud over there. It's moving.
Moving clouds, right. Amai Porchot, what does it mean, flying? Amar Papa, Eva Kedisha Tute Eva Semichta. So he says it's a, thin clouds which are under the thicker clouds. Which is facing the ground. So that's a sign that the rain is about to come.
That's called parachat. Right. In other words, it's like budding.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's like a small thing from a bigger.
Right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Nehila mikame mitra, ate nitra. If you have a Nehila, I believe a Nehila is not Nehila that we know, not Nehila. Nehila. It's talking about like, little drizzles. That's a sign that it's about to start pouring. Right, batar mitra. If it's little drizzles after the pour, that's a sign. Pasik mitra. That's a sign that it's stopping to rain. So it says mikame mitra ate mitra. How do we know that? How do we have a sign that when it starts drizzling before it rains, that it's a sign it's about to pour? V'simanach mahulta. He says it's a sign from this word that's used mahulta. Mahulta is like when they would make flour into dough. Right, when you make flour into dough, if you ever bake. You sift, and also what happens is at first you come out, you have thin layers of flour, and then it turns into thick loaves of dough. So it's first little raindrops, and then it turns into big rain. So it says, debater mitra, pasig mitra. How do we know when it, after rain, when it starts drizzling, it's stopping? V'simanach, charya de'ize. That it's learned out, like the excrement of animals. At first it comes out very big, and then only afterwards it's like tiny little drops. That's how they know.
Regarding the fact that the rain comes from one person, why are we so surprised? Don't we say that the Kohen Gadol used to go and pray, Hashem, do not listen to the prayer of a Yachid who's in the rain over there?
Nachon.
So what, are we surprised? We have to come.
I think it's comparing it to the fact that for Parnasa, it doesn't come just for a Yachid, whereas for rain, it will come just for a Yachid. Right, that's what I think he's trying to say. Ula iklele Bavel. When Ula went down to Bavel, Chaza porchot. He saw these clouds that were, you know, moving in the wind. Amar lehu penum manei dehashta atemitra. He said, "Take in your kelim because it's about to start to rain." Lasof lo atemitra. It didn't rain at the end. Amar ki heche de meshakri bavlei achi meshakri mitrayu. He said, "Just like the Babylonians lie, so too the rain is lying." You know, Ula iklele Bavel. When Ula went down to Bavel, Chaza milot sina de tamrei bezuzah. He saw baskets of dates for one zuz. A little penny that doesn't cost anything. Amar melot sinat de dusha bezuza ubavlei lo aske b'torah. He said, "Look, all they have is a full basket of honey for $1, and they still don't learn Torah. The Babylonians said they're wasting their time. You don't have to work so much." He says, "Belelia tsaru." At night, they bothered him, meaning he caused him suffering. He ate something and it caused him suffering. They like poisoned his drink or whatever it was. It caused him suffering
from eating too much of the dates. His stomach.
But the dates had this thing inside them that would cause problems in the stomach. So he says, "Amar melot sina de sakina bezuza." You have a full basket of knives worth of zuz. And he said, "Wow!" He praised them at the end. He said, "Look, they have a full basket of knives, and still they're learning Torah. It's a big thing." Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, "Kol ha'olam kulo mimimei okyanus hu shote." Everyone's drinking from the waters of okyanus. Shneimar ve'ed ya'ale min ha'aretz v'yishkat kol penei ha'adama. That a cloud comes up from the ground and it washes out the whole ground. So over here, what is it referring to? What's the okyanus? It's
ocean.
It's like when you have ocean water. So I guess when the water evaporates, goes up into the cloud, and then it rains back down into the world.
It's actually the same word, okeanos, in English, right? It's the sea. Okeanos, ocean.
In Farsi.
Oh,
yeah? I didn't know that.
It's ocean, because in English it's sea.
Okay, very nice. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, v'halo mimei okyanus meluchin hen, but the water of okyanus is salty water. Amar lo mitmatekin ba'avim, they become sweet in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua omer, kol ha'olam kulo mimayim elyonim hu shote, everyone's drinking from the upper waters. Shneimar lematar ha'shamayim tishte mayim, from the sky's waters you drink water. Ela mani mekayem ve'ed yale min ha'aretz, so what does it mean that the ed will go up from the ground? The clouds get stronger and they go up to the skies. They open up their mouths like a flask. And they receive the water, the rainwater. As the pasuk says, so referencing to the fact that they make like a hole opening up for the rain to come out. Umenukavot hen kikabara, and they have holes like a sieve. Ubaot umachsherod ma'im al gabei akarka, and they pour water out onto the ground. Shneimar chasherad ma'im avei shechakim ve'ein bein avei shechakim. Then it says ve'ein bein tipa la tipa ela kimlo nima, and between each and every drop is not even it's only a little hair strand. La'lamencha shegadol yom hageshamim kayom shenivru bo shamayim ba'aretz, that the day that the rain came down, the day that the rain falls, it's like the day that it's as great as the day the world was created. Shamayim and aretz shenimar oseh gadolot adin cheker, says Hashem does great things that there's no understanding. Uchtiv hanoten matar al pnei aretz uchtiv lahalan. It says after that, "Halo yadata im lo shamata." You should know, if you didn't hear, Elohe olam Adonai ein cheker litunato. There is no understanding His wisdom. And use that same word when talking about the rain, cheker, as it does when talking about the creation of the shamayim va'aretz, cheker. I think we'll stop there for today.